Oh no.
Okay, Ando, you're gonna tell us the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
This is actually, it's actually positively just poo brain humor.
I want to know.
So, at the end of our sprint, we do this retrospective where we comment on nice things that happened or things that we'd like to see be improved. And I wanted to leave a comment about how this guy, Kong, spelled with a C, not a K, did some good work. And I wanted to be like, hey, man, good job. I appreciate what you did. But the sequence of events that unfolded was I type the word Kong with a K. And then the cat steps on the keyboard and presses enter to submit my answer before I can edit it to be not only spelled correctly, but also having something intelligent to say. And not just the word Kong. And then my computer gets super laggy and I can't correct it.
Oh no.
So on like the board of responses, you just have the word Kong from me sitting there for like a solid minute. And by the time I had like gone in to remove my comment or edit it, other people had like saw it and just ran with it. And other people had started submitting answers like, haha, kudos to Godzilla versus Kong.
Jeez. What have you done?
I basically derailed the whole retrospective discussion by accidentally thinking of Godzilla versus Kong, and then the cat stepped on the keyboard and ruined it.
Kong.
Anyway, it probably looked like I had a stroke in the chat. Pretty embarrassing. What went well this sprint?
Kong. Gorilla. Anyways, that is not what this episode is about. Chelsea, why don't you take it away?
All right. Hello, and welcome to the Arcana Archives. On today's episode of the Arcana Archives, I'm going to be telling you about Bitcoin.
Ooh.
But first, I need to tell you a fun fact about me, myself, Chelsea, and I want to go last. So Rogan and Andy, you should go.
My fun fact is my favorite album of all time is Rush's 1985 release Power Windows.
I'm Andy. I'm back again, just kind of chilling here, being like a guest participant for no reason in particular.
Just dragged in off the street.
Yeah, they just found me outside. They're like, you want to be in a podcast? And I was like, yeah. Anyway, my fun fact is that I had a Windows phone once and I really didn't like it. And I was walking around outside with it on some concrete and it slipped out of my hands and I dropped it and I saw it falling and I could have kind of done some reflexes and caught it, but I just let it die.
Oh, no.
Is that what happened to it?
Yeah. I was like, oh no, it's falling.
Oh no.
Oh, not my Windows phone.
Everything went in slow motion and you still just let it drop.
Yeah, I was like, I could kick it, I could catch it with my feet, I could probably catch it with my hands, but nope. It was better off this way. Anyway, now I got that Google Pixel and it's sick. So there you go. That's pretty fun for me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Chelsea, and my fun fact is in high school, I took theater. Yeah, I'm a theater kid. You could have probably guessed it.
Nerd.
Yeah. And every day that we'd come in for theater class, we'd all sit around in a big circle, and we'd have to do something called a check-in, which is very similar to these fun facts. And I would think about them all day, but these fun facts I don't even think about until the episode starts, and I really need to take all of my shit and get it together and take it down to the shit store and sell it because this has been a wreck.
Don't you guys like bleep swears in your episodes usually?
Nah, just the first one.
Oh.
We decided it was too much work and a lot better.
I see. Well, fair enough.
Viewer discretion is advised. Please keep all your personal belongings and newspapers.
I remember what episodes have swears in them, and then I put the explicit tag just on those.
Works.
Oh. Well, that's every episode if I'm in it.
Oh, no.
You'd be surprised.
I don't know. I usually try to be pretty responsible about it. Okay, so anyway, Bitcoin. Let me tell you about Bitcoin. All right, so I've always been really curious about Bitcoin, Dogecoin, and cryptocurrencies, and I haven't even taken one hot second to understand how they work or what they are. And so that's what I did. I researched what exactly Bitcoin is, how it works, and decided to make it into an episode to torture you guys. I mean, to tell you guys about it as well.
Oh, beautiful.
So I am by no means an expert, and I wrote this episode in a way that my dumb brain can understand. Pea-sized brain, I think, is what we've been calling it. Scientifically, pea-sized. My brain.
Ah.
Pea-sized.
Okay.
But yes, I am by no means an expert, and if you are an expert and would like to correct any mistakes I make or want to go more into depth about Bitcoin and nerd out about it on a future episode, hit me up in the Instagram DMs or Facebook at Arcana Archives.
Yeah.
Please. So, but anyway, this is going to be you, the listener, taking a crash course into cryptocurrency with me, the talkiner. I actually wrote that in my script. It says the talkiner.
Oh, that's you.
To the point where when Chad at the next party starts to tell you about Bitcoin, you can maybe understand a little bit and talk back about Bitcoin. Or you can just bail out of that conversation like I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
Peace out, Chad. So first of all, when I started Googling Bitcoin to write this episode, I saw that one Bitcoin is currently worth $54,447 Canadian dollars, and that just blew my mind. So I had to derail myself before I even started this episode to mention that, because that is way more than I thought a Bitcoin was worth. And I know they're volatile and can be worth less or more, but that is more, much more. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is a Bitcoin? By now...
Aliens.
Yeah, it's aliens for sure. That's it. Episode over.
Nice.
By now, you might have heard that a Bitcoin is a decentralized digital currency without a central bank or single administrator that can be sent from user to user on the peer-to-peer Bitcoin network without the need for intermediaries, and that transactions are verified by network nodes through cryptography and recorded in a public distributed ledger called a blockchain. But if you're anything like me, that sounds like a bunch of mumbo jumbo. So I broke it down. Did either of you guys understand half the words? Well, Andy, you're a software engineer, so you probably understood all of the words.
Yes.
Okay, and Rogan, where are you at?
I just know that it's from like mining formulas and crap and. Yeah, just computers do the work. And
indeed.
Yeah.
I will get much more into depth about that, though.
It has computer, and it does the input, and then it come out with the Dogecoin.
Okay, that's it. Episode over.
Now we're there.
Okay, so everything that I talk about in this episode requires an understanding of blockchain. So I'm going to do my best to explain this. And then if I mess up, Andy, feel free to jump in.
I worry that, like, I have a level of knowledge about this subject such that I can kind of tell when things might not be totally right, but I don't know what the right answer is.
Okay, well, if I'm wrong, then just say so and...
Yeah, just shout out she's wrong and don't give any context. Yeah. And we'll continue.
Just, she's wrong, but I won't know what the right answer is. There's, like, just the least, the least kind... of kind criticism, just being mean to you.
I used 4 or 5 sources and like checked all my stuff, so the only reason I'll be wrong is if I just like fundamentally didn't understand something, which probably happened actually. Just kidding. Okay, so the first mission is to understand the blockchain. Blockchain is a decentralized database where data is stored in blocks that are all connected together in chronological order. Several different types of information can be stored on these blocks, but it's usually used to store ledgers for transactions, which is why you usually hear about blockchain as it pertains to cryptocurrency. Think of the blockchain as a record of the transactions between various Bitcoin addresses. These transaction records are updated by the Bitcoin network and shared across each of its nodes as balances increase and decrease. You can even use a block explorer if you want to see the history as well as current balance of any Bitcoin address. I'm getting the thumbs up from Andy, which means I haven't said anything expert. Wrong.
Huge air quotes.
Okay. So now I'm going to go back to that previous definition that I gave about what Bitcoin is and break down each of the phrases I had. The next phrase is decentralized currency. What does that mean? What does decentralized currency mean?
No governing power.
That's right. Yeah, so it means that it is spread across many computers, across many different places with no intermediaries or governing powers to manage or handle it. And it's just given like a bunch of little rules and manages and governs itself. So, in other words, there isn't one server managing everything somewhere. Rather, information about the currency is stored in discrete blocks of information, stored as ones and zeros by those who own or mine bitcoins. Because any two people are able to establish a contract with these blocks of data, a third party such as a bank isn't needed. And what is the peer-to-peer Bitcoin network? That's another thing that I said in the original definition. Peer-to-peer Bitcoin network. I don't know what that is. So that is where the previous definition of blockchain comes in. Basically, both people involved in a transaction have one of the blocks and can then make a consistent transaction with each other without the need for a third party to be involved or without the need of intermediaries. Also, bitcoins don't actually exist. There's nothing physical anywhere. It's just a bunch of ones and zeros. So sending a Bitcoin requires having access to the public and private keys associated with that amount of Bitcoin. So when someone, air quotes, has a Bitcoin, they actually have a public key to which some amount of Bitcoin was previously sent, and a private key which authorizes the Bitcoin previously sent to the public key to be sent elsewhere. Public keys are also known as Bitcoin addresses, and they are a random sequence of letters and numbers that act the same way as an email address. Since they are public, you are safe to share them with others, so people can send Bitcoin to your address. But unlike an email address, the private key is more like the password that you should never share with anyone you don't 100% trust. So the public key is an email address you give to someone to e-transfer you money, and the private key is like the password you would use to get into the email account to then deposit that money. So say I wanted to send some Bitcoin to Rogan. To do this, I would use my private key to sign a message with the transaction details. That message is then sent to the blockchain containing an input or the source transaction of the coins previously sent to my address. It also contains an amount specifying how much Bitcoin I would like to send to Rogan, and it contains an output, which is Rogan's public address. The transaction then gets broadcast to the Bitcoin network, where miners verify that the keys are able to access the inputs I claim to control. So that's where the encryption that you were talking about earlier comes in, where the miners like solve puzzles in the blocks. So basically all this information is encrypted, and
like a real complicated game of Pajama Sam.
Yeah.
Just like Pajama Sam.
So the process is called mining because it requires the resources of people's computers around the world, and people lend their computational power to the Bitcoin network in exchange for Bitcoins. So not really like mining at all. It's more like trading, but that would be confusing because Bitcoin trading is also a thing. So it's called mining. And that's also how decentralization works, is all these miners are part of the Bitcoin network, so there doesn't need to be a centralized server anywhere.
It's like getting those holographic Charizard cards.
Except for not at all. Like that. Like maybe it could be like that if you close one eye and then close the other eye and then imagine that it's not like that. Okay, so people mine blocks, verifying transactions and allowing Bitcoin to work. A Bitcoin protocol automatically adjusts requirements to have each block take 10 minutes to mine. So sometimes if I was sending a transaction to Rogan, it might take a really long time because if I don't get my verification in on the existing 10 minutes to mine that one block, then I have to get in on the next one. So it can take up to 20 minutes to mine or to send a Bitcoin. I wish I could send a whole Bitcoin, $54,000. I don't have that kind of money. Buy another house.
Buy a sweet trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, you want to go on a quick side tangent?
Yeah, do it.
What word would you guys think be a more appropriate term for mining than mining? Like, I was just thinking, like, maybe you could use the word crunching. Like, I'm crunching for crunching Bitcoin numbers.
Oh, that's a great term.
Because I feel like the word mining is kind of confusing.
It's so confusing.
Mm-hmm. At least to me, because I don't know that much about it, but.
No, I was confused before I started doing the research, and that's why I started doing the research. And I'm still confused. And I just finished doing all the research. So, yeah, I think crunching makes sense because that's what you're doing, is all of this data is encrypted and you have to crunch the numbers using your computer's computational power to find out if I'm authorized to make the transaction or not. So crunching makes sense.
Crunching.
Yeah.
Calculating, Bitcoin calculating.
I'll keep dwelling on that. Maybe I can come up with an even better word than crunching.
Yeah, do it. Also, blocks are 1 megabyte in size. So the combination of Bitcoin protocols making each block take 10 minutes to mine and each block being 1 megabyte in size kind of governs how Bitcoins work and allows for things to not get out of control with inflation. Like in Germany that one time when you need like a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a loaf of bread. None of that. Okay. So transactions are verified through cryptography. So Bitcoin would have long since fallen apart without a way to make sure that people making the transactions aren't scamming the pants off of each other. Basically, people who mine the Bitcoins verify blocks by lending their computer's computational power to solve encryptions that have the data on whether or not people involved in the transaction own the Bitcoin they say they own. So just putting what I'd iterated on earlier into other words. All right, so you guys should now have a full understanding. So when I say that sentence I said at the beginning, Bitcoin is a decentralized digital currency without a central bank or single administrator that can be sent from user to user on the peer-to-peer Bitcoin network without the need for intermediaries, and transactions are verified by network nodes through cryptography and recorded in public distributed ledger called a blockchain. You guys should both have an understanding of what that sentence means. Do you have any questions?
I wasn't paying attention the first time, so I got the description first and then... So it makes a lot more sense now.
All right. So if you're wondering how to buy a Bitcoin, I think I might have to do a part two, because The actual buying and selling of Bitcoins is another entire can of worms. And
just consult Reddit.
Yeah. Except for don't consult Reddit.
Hello, Redditors.
Although I did consult Reddit for financial advice when I bought my GME stock. So maybe they are good place to go for financial advice.
Are you contacting us from the moon right now?
I am on the moon right now.
Wow.
I mean, congrats. That's where like the whole GameStop fiasco came from, is the Redditors.
Yeah, that's what I
yeah.
GME, GameStop. I have GameStop stock.
on the moon.
I have an GameStop stock.
One
of them. Ooh. But yeah, I might do a part 2 on how to buy and sell if anybody is interested, because my intention for this episode was just to get a basic understanding of what a Bitcoin is and how it works. My explanation here applies to all other cryptocurrencies too. So, you know, now you guys are crypto literate. Yep.
Crypto wizards.
In a part 2, I might also talk about how to mine Bitcoin and also what the difference is between investing in Bitcoin, trading Bitcoin, and actually owning a Bitcoin, which are apparently all very different things.
You have to take it on an hour walk a day.
Yeah.
Feed it twice. Make sure it has water.
Oh, that's only Dogecoin.
Fuck. Get out of here. If you're going to do a part 2, another topic you could touch on is smart contracts. Oh my God, I don't know how to explain this well. Smart contracts are a cool thing that you can do with cryptocurrency and a blockchain network that is different from simply just buying or selling something. It can be a way to have literal contracts for real world deals, like maybe electing a government official or transacting property, and you can write up a contract in code that defines what the exchange of goods and services is, or you can define how the election works, and then you can define who's allowed to participate in the election or who is allowed to participate in the exchange of goods and services, and then you sort of pay to execute the smart contract with Ethereum, or I guess you can call it gas,
mm-hmm.
which I think is nano Ethereum, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, I'm going to stop trying to explain this because I've pretty much reached my limit of knowledge on the subject.
Hey, well, that was a great teaser for if I do a part 2 about this episode, I could talk about more in depth about how that works and stuff. But yeah, let me know. Interact with us on Instagram and Facebook so that our podcast can blow up, and to complain about me being wrong about Bitcoin in the comments on our Instagram. Yeah.
Woo.
And woo. Anyway, if you guys have no further questions, then that is another one for the archives.
Thank you for listening to the Arcana Archives, an exploration into nerddom.
If you have any questions or suggestions for future topics or guests, please reach out to us at arcanacollective.archives@gmail.com.
Or follow us on Facebook or Instagram with the username @arcanaarchives.
Hope to see you again.